This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is Frida Liu. It's Open for Business. It's Tuesday, and it's time for A La Carte Tuesday, where we talk about food. Now, Tranqueira is a part of the city of Malacca, originating from the Portuguese word meaning palisades, entrenchments, or outworks made from stakes driven into the ground, a fortress to protect the town. And, of course, there is a town, there is a road in Malacca called Tranqueira Road. Now, the family of the founder of this restaurant, Tranqueira, Apranakans, who resided at Tranqueira Road way back when, right? And hence the name of the restaurant. And of course, I'm here with Stephanie Chan and Herbie Tan from the Tranqueira restaurant. They are into their fourth or the fifth year of running this business. So, you know, what drove you both to start this restaurant, the Tranqueira?
Well, for me, hello, good morning. For me, it's basically I want to get out from the corporate world.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to start a fine dining restaurant, but my husband wanted to
go back to his roots
and want to start a new restaurant.
Okay.
So that's where we started.
Okay, there's a lot of story behind Tranqueira as well. So maybe you can share a little bit about that story.
You mean the restaurant?
The restaurant and even the name and all that.
Well, that Tranqueira is the road where I grew up.
Mm.
And we've had a higher calling about keeping the tradition of Nyonya cooking alive.
Uh-huh.
And that was one of the reasons why I sort of pushed my wife to go into this Nyonya restaurant thing. And because I think it's important for us to keep the family recipe alive.
Right.
And to share what real Malacca Nyonya cuisine really tastes like.
Okay. So, I mean, when you go to, there are other Nyonya restaurants as well, right? When you say stay to the true form, what do you mean by that?
Oh, we try to keep to our family recipes, and we are very particular in what we use, and especially the produce and the spices.
Mm.
So we ground it from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't use any premixes.
Okay.
Everything is made fresh, and we don't dilute the authenticity of the food.
Okay.
So like a lot of restaurants,
mm-hmm.
they try to suit to the local taste buds.
Mm.
So that's why you don't actually taste the authentic.
Okay. So we say try to suit to the local taste buds, what, less spices?
Less sugar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, so...
Yeah, there is also, apart from the ingredients, part of the, shall we say, folklore of Nyonya cooking is the process.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot blend, for example, there's a certain order.
Okay.
You cannot blend the chili before the garlic the onions before the garlic.
Okay.
And you just have to do it accordingly. And then there's a process in which you have to cook the spices accordingly.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, it will taste different.
Okay.
So every family in Malacca will have the different process. So it tastes good equally, but it just tastes different.
Okay. All right. Tastes good and then slightly different. And then my family cannot tell you, your family, our secrets.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's a big no-no.
and everyone believes that theirs is the best as well. Mm-hmm. Now, so your recipes are handed down three generations, and also you work with, you know, I Florence Tan as well, who's part of the family, right?
Yeah, Florence Tan is my sister-in-law.
Okay.
And she helped us during the initial setup with the menu and training of the chefs.
Okay, so right now you've got a chef in-house.
Yes.
Okay.
We have two chefs in-house.
Okay, so and you have a team working with you as well. You know, how many people do you have, you know, in your team?
In our team, we have 10, mm-hmm. including the kitchen and floor.
Mm-hmm.
We try as much as possible to get locals.
Right.
But that seemed to be the main challenge.
They come
for
and
us.
Go.
They come and go. They come like one day and then they don't turn up next. So that's the biggest challenge.
You and everybody else, right?
Yes, in the F&B.
In the F&B world, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, how have things evolved? You know, if you think about when you first started and now, would you do anything differently?
Yeah, I think when we first started, we had no clue how to do an F&B business. So if we... Probably we would have started with better suppliers,
mm-hmm.
and then we probably would have better systems in terms of the kitchen and
mm-hmm.
the service and sourcing of materials.
Right.
So we've learned a great deal in
okay.
the last 4 years.
Okay. What was the sourcing for materials? What was the biggest lesson? Is there a story that you can share with us?
we source our the supplies, we actually tried out our gula melaka.
Okay.
And we bought every single packet of gula melaka from Malacca.
All right.
And we tried it out, and we picked the best, of course.
Okay.
So, same goes to our curry powder, our chinchalo. All those are actually from Malacca.
Okay. Yeah. So, when you walk into your restaurant, what's the concept there? What's the decor like?
The decor, it's contemporary, contemporary Nyonya. Mm. We use the elements of a Peranakan house, like the window panes, kuih mol, batik stamps. We don't physically put a piece of batik for decor. So we went back to the original root of the batik, and we used the stamps.
Ah, okay.
It's not quite fully nostalgic. Mm. It's more modern with nostalgia. Customers love our old F&N bottles.
Ah, yes.
And the crates are where the F&N bottles are typically placed in.
Right.
And they also are very... They get back into the past and they said little candies and snacks, which they've never seen for years.
You
know?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They thought it's no longer around there anymore. So they found it very interesting.
He supported the conversation. I know that I've been there and I bring my son. So this is what it used to look like. It's like, oh, it's a whole new world for them.
All the parents will explain to the kids what is all those things that is being... presented to them.
Right, okay. Yeah. So, and in terms of your signature dishes, what would it be?
I would say it's our ayam buah keluak.
Okay.
And then we have our kerabu bandi as well. Uh-huh. Most of our kerabu dishes seem to be very popular.
Okay.
Kerabu mangga, and we have ayam pongte, of course. Uh-huh. It's a must-have.
It's a must-have.
Ikan goreng chili.
Uh-huh.
So, our sambal udang petai is... ordered by every table.
Oh, okay. So that's the must-have.
It's a must-have.
And in terms of getting the ingredients, is it easily available locally?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Even your buah keluak,
yes, is available now. But we have to pre-order because we order in bulk. Because there's a lot of Indonesians residing in Malaysia now. Mm-hmm. So it's much easier to get it.
Okay. And we'll talk a little bit more about the Trunkera right after this. I'm here with Stephanie Chan and Herbie Tan, the co-founders of this place. Stay tuned to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Business, finance, and more. BFM 89.9.
Good morning. It's Open for Business. It's A La Carte Tuesday. I'm Frida Liu. A La Carte Tuesday, we talk about food. Stephanie Chan and Herbie Tan from the Trunkera are here. It's Trunkera's name after a road out in Malacca. And, so when you talk about Malacca cuisine, how is Malacca Nyonya cuisine different from Penang Nyonya cuisine?
There is a difference. Malacca Nyonya cuisine is... The sauces are heavier because we use very heavy spices and it carries a lot more sweeter.
Mm.
And for Penang, because it's very near to the Thai border, so it's sourish and it's more spicy.
Okay, so that's
that's a very distinctive difference.
Okay, so it's sourish, it's more the Thai influence as well, right? And you know, like with your customers, are they aware, or some of them are sort of like new to the concept? They say, oh, it's too thick, or what? And you try to explain to them that this is the how it is originally.
Yes, we do. Hmm. That's the reason why I said we don't want to dilute our
authenticity,
recipe, the authenticity of it. Mm-hmm. Initially, when we started the business, we had quite a fair bit of challenges where people come and say, how come it's so sweet? You know, your pongte is too sweet.
Uh-huh.
And we try to explain to them that this is a family recipe. And they say, oh, if I try it in Malacca, it's not like that.
Okay,
you know?
Okay.
So that is the biggest challenge that we have to explain and educate them.
Uh-huh.
So people are accepting it now.
Okay. So you can say that. But is it then just particular to the family that they like it sweeter also?
Yes.
To a certain extent.
That's true.
Right. How do you feel that the F&B landscape has been? This year is a tough one. GST, getting to your place, they probably require to pay tolls too.
Yeah. I think we're no strangers, or rather we are no exception to the malaise that's affecting the F&B industries. It's quite common to hear stories of business being down by 20 to 30%, GST, currency, what have you, is saw more like 6-7 factors affecting the industry.
Right.
I think it will be like this for some time to come.
Mm-hmm.
But we will stay true to what we do,
right,
in terms of the authenticity of the food, the service that we provide.
Would this be one of the toughest years?
I think this has been one of the toughest years. Next year, I think, will be equally tough. So still, we will stick to our business model.
All right, stick to a bit. Now, where you are, Angkor Mall, you know, it's fairly quiet as well, right? What's the crowd like every day? You get more of a lunch crowd, or how does that work?
Lunch is heavier than dinner crowd on a weekday.
Mm-hmm.
But for dinner, for weekend, it would be dinner.
Right.
Lunch is practically very, very quiet for
weekdays. Okay. Weekends.
Oh, weekend, sorry. Yeah. It's due to the traffic.
Mm.
It's more like the MRT works and causes a lot of traffic jam.
Right.
So
it has, that also has also impacted
Affected our business tremendously, I should say.
Right. Yeah. So, and then what are your plans for expansion then?
We are currently looking at an area closer to Taman Tun.
Mm-hmm.
We are looking at going to a place called Glow Damansara.
Right.
Which is
that in ink already?
The ink is more or less ready.
Okay,
the pen is about
dry
to be on paper soon.
Okay.
And we got a lot of feedback from customers and saying that it's quite difficult to get to our present place. And if you were so near towards TTDI or Bangsa, we would see us more often. And we got
like
a lot
me
of feedback. So we hope that this will make it easier for customers.
Okay, so when do you plan to open this?
By January.
By January.
Either end January or early February.
Okay. So do you all do delivery? Do you all do, I mean, is that part of the in terms of channels of distribution, I guess?
We try to do deliveries, but as you know, staffing is also another challenge, and the riders are also a challenge.
Okay.
So we do a lot of private functions in our restaurant, plus we do outside caterings.
Okay. In terms of working with third-party providers of food, you know,
We are currently working with FoodPanda.
Okay, so that's one way as well that people can get your food as well.
Yes.
So, and do you plan to open other types of restaurants?
For the time being, given the business landscape out there, I think it's better not to be cautious. So what we do try to embark on is, and we've done this already, to try to fusionize Nyonya cuisine into something more Asian fusion.
Okay.
Asian fusion and a little bit of semi-fine dining.
Okay, so that's the plan with the new with a new outlet, so changing a little bit.
Yeah.
We are going to use the ingredients, like bakalwa, chinchalo, the original ingredients, but we'll fusionize it, maybe make it into a pasta, into a toast.
Okay, so that sort of thing, that's what you're planning to do, to change a little
bit.
And so that's going to be January next year when you start with a new place as well.
Yes.
But in terms of even the last 5 years, how have you guys marketed the restaurant?
We have had a lot of write-ups from various media, television, magazines, and we do a lot of social media marketing as well.
Right, so mostly online, and then of course in terms of your marketing, it'd be online, and then getting a lot of being featured has been how you've been marketing yourself.
We are recently advertising in Time Out, KL.
So and in terms of blogging and all that, food bloggers who turn up as well, that has an impact on your business as well.
On bloggers, not so effective, but more on the media.
Okay. And that's how
we are a very small company, small operation, so we don't have the budget to advertise widely. So we are grateful that we have had quite a lot of word of mouth. And then as spread out, the various media from dailies, English and Malay dailies, even Chinese dailies come to do a write-up for us, and we are thankful for that. We've been featured in The Star, The Edge,
The Time Star, Out, NST,
many.
Time Out sent a mystery shopper,
And
they gave us a really good write-up.
All right. So, so this is looking forward to seeing the expansion in January. I've been speaking to Stephanie Chan and Herbie Tan from the Trunkera. It's open for business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.